This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Welcome to it. We have brought back tailored conversations, very, very important conversation we are having today. Since 1990 in South Africa, we have been seeing pride parades, rather. And at that time, it was still LGBT pride parades. Right now, 30 years later, it's LGBTQIA plus pride parades. But one of the things that, you know, 30 years later, we are still seeing in our society is discrimination against those in the community, but not just discrimination from people outside the LGBTQIA plus community. Discrimination within the community on its own. A couple of weeks ago, I was on Twitter and I saw a tweet that said, I am being discriminated against for being gay, but also I'm being discriminated against by my gay community for being a certain type of gay. And for me, that struck a chord because it's something that I didn't quite expect or I didn't see coming, which is why we're having the conversation today. And joining me in the studio, I've got Tafazo Satege, who has a story to tell, as well as Karabo Lekalakala Molomo, also known as Gigi Lau. And last but not least, we're going to also be bringing in a clinical psychologist into this one, Dr. Wilson Makhahlela. And we're going to be talking about it for an entire hour. But what we want to also have or see happening during this hour is for you to get in touch with us via voice notes. Tell us your thoughts. If you are a part of the community, you have been discriminated against, even within the community. I want to know about that. We want to know about that. We want to go places that people just don't go when it comes to these kind of communities. But firstly, welcome to the studio.
Oh, thank you.
Firstly, to you, Tafazwa, and to Gigi Lauza, how would you love for me to refer to you? Because I know it's not the same with everybody.
Okay, with me, I'm Tafazwa.
You just Tafazwa?
Yeah, I'm Tafazwa Satege, gay as I'm the gay guy.
You're the gay guy?
Yeah, I'm okay. The gay guy. All right, as for me, Karabo or Gigi Lauza, Karabo will be fine because, like, firstly, like, we are all human before the sexual orientation or
yes,
sex.
Yes.
But Karabo will be fine.
Absolutely.
Bobo, say, see, or what?
None of those.
No. They don't work for me.
Okay, yeah. Also, before we even get to your stories, I have been in a situation where I see someone, but I want to ask them how I refer to them, and they get offended. Like, what do I call you? Do I call you he? Do you want to be called she? Is that offensive?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Because, like, you firstly need to get clarity from a certain individual.
Yeah.
How do they like you to refer to them?
Yeah.
Because others will say, please refer me as not as a he or as a she, but I prefer to be called us or
they,
them.
Oh, they,
or
they.
Yes. And some they say, call me a it if you don't know what to call me.
Like, really?
Yes. Some they do that.
Okay.
So that's why I always stick on my point. I'm proudly South African gay bottom man, full stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about your stories then, because today we're talking about discrimination against the community, but not just from people outside, but also discrimination from inside the LGBTQIA plus community. What are your stories when it comes to that? You know, starting maybe perhaps from the beginning, you coming out, if you also do believe in the notion of coming out, but tell us your story from the beginning as a young boy or as a young Tafazwa. Sorry, I am so sorry, but as a young Tafazwa,
there you go.
You know, my apologies, but as a young Tafazwa, when you started, or when you realized, or is it something you've always already known? But tell us your story, basically.
Okay, with me growing up, I got accepted by my parents first.
Okay.
So with people outside, how they looked at me or how they judged me, I didn't really, you know, although I still get the because I'm doing me.
Yeah.
And when I'm on the streets, I'm doing me.
Yes.
My life does not involve anyone.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? So, I mean, if you don't respect me, how do you expect me to respect you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Unless if you ask me, how do I want to be referred as, you know?
Mm.
And then I'll tell you to follow me on my social blogs.
Of course.
And then my social blogs will explain
Tafazwa. Of course.
Do you get what I mean?
I do.
Yeah.
So let's now talk about the discrimination. I mean, you do talk about how, you know, and you got to respect me for me to respect you too.
Yeah.
But has the discrimination ever crossed the line? Has it ever gotten physical? Has anybody ever...
The physical part, I wouldn't really be on it because I can't fight back.
Mm.
You'd rather clap me, I'll just walk away. I don't even want to know the reason why you clapped me.
Yeah.
Because I can't do the same to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just walk away.
And within the community, has
within it... Within the community, it depends, unless if maybe the
the certain individual is still new within the area,
yeah,
confused. Or so that's why sometimes if you vurvai me or some sort, I'll just tell you how bi curious you are, you know. Yeah.
Can you, because you can't bi curious,
like oh bi, like she wants to try it out, but you know, pulling back, you know.
Oh.
Mara, what you love? What you love? You get what I mean?
Okay, yeah. You learn every day.
Yeah, what you love? Yes. What you love, Mara? What you have? Oh, now abantu bazothini syndrome type of vibe, you know?
Okay.
And I mean, like, darling, you're doing you.
Absolutely.
You get it?
I do. I absolutely get it. Didji Lauza, let's talk about you then, your story.
All right, my story, it was it's a bit different from Tafato because naki mwana wa mama. I'm alone. I'm all alone. Lala. And then like my mom will say when I used to grow up, she will used to say, "Hor, no, you are the only boy and the only girl in the family," kind of like. But like growing up, maybe like my teen years, it was different because like now my mom, she was even going through what I can say denial. Her, okay. No, it can never be my son. It can never be my child. Up until because like my aunts, I was fortunate because like we have a very tight family. One of my aunts will sit with her down. Arno, if like isabi wagawana, whom do you expect?
Yeah,
and if like you don't really love this child, whom do you expect will love this child more than you do? And then, like, that's whereby, like, even till today, me and my mom, we are best boombas.
Hey, oh, and
best friends.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't you dare.
Oh, so nice. Yeah, don't you dare.
Don't you dare. But
so nice.
Now, within the LGBTQIA plus community, is there discrimination?
Yes, there is a lot of discrimination amongst us in the community.
Okay.
Because, like, firstly, they're going to judge you. Or, look at that one, wapara di high heels. Look at the makeup. Udia makeup. Now, I'm not going to associate with a person who's doing that.
Yeah.
And I can say it's that thing. We are the ones who can be able to do what? To do away with it.
Yes.
Because, firstly, we need to do what? We need to come together as a society. Because at the end of the day, we are all being embraced under one flag, which is
true.
The rainbow flag.
Yes.
No matter, Tafato will, I prefer a bottom, a gay bottom guy, and then, like, there comes another one, yeah, na, or no, na, I'm bi, or the other one says, or no, na, I don't have sex at all. But at the end of the day, we are all human.
Absolutely. We are human first.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, this conversation continues all the way until 11. We're also going to be bringing in clinical psychologist Dr. Wilson Makgahlela in the next few minutes. But also do share your stories via voice note. You can also find me on Twitter at @LeganiS. Have you experienced any discrimination outside of the LGBTQIA plus community or within the community? Do let us know. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. We are having tailored conversation today and we're talking about discrimination against the LGBTQIA plus community, not just from us outside the community, but discrimination within the community itself. And the past few minutes, if you have just joined us, we were hearing stories from Matafazo Satege as well as Karabo Jiji Lauza, who were talking to us about you know, their stories respectively and where they factor in when it comes to discrimination. I asked you to be a part of the conversation. I asked you to send me voice notes and let me know if you have any experience or even just a comment when it comes to the conversation we are having today. And here's a voice note that came through.
Hello, Lekani. I would like to remain anonymous for this voice note. Well, with me, I believe that we received discrimination from everywhere, to be honest. I've just been recently engaged. My partner's family has been super supportive, but for a funny reason, to be honest with you, I feel like on my side, I'm more discriminated by my immediate family members than with the community at large. Everyone just seems to be more understanding. For example, I feel like most of my friends are heterosexual, and we just never speak about sexuality because, I mean, after all, I'm myself first, and then the sexuality comes second or even last, which really, it doesn't concern me. I don't understand why it should affect others. Again, on that note, my partner has just recently been kicked out of church. He was in the praise team, so the pastor called him and thought that he's going to paint the name of the church wrong if he continues being on the praise team. It's actually very sad. I feel like we need education when it comes to homosexuality, because a lot of people still believe it's evil. They still believe we just wake up one morning and choose to be in a life where you're going to be discriminated and cast out of, which is not true.
I love how he ends that. They just think that we wake up and choose to be in a life that I will be discriminated against, because you know you will be discriminated against, but it is who you are. That's why you're not running away from it. It's so sad. But let's bring in our clinical psychologist, Dr. Wilson Makhahlela, into this conversation. Doctor, thank you so much for hanging out with us and for sitting through the conversations. Now, let's talk about what you have been hearing. I mean, we've heard two stories now, three stories with Anonymous, who just shared his story there. What is your reflection on discrimination elements that you have picked up?
Well, thanks for the invite, and of course, good morning to our listeners. Well, listening to Tafa's were here in Karabo's stories, I think their stories are somewhat better.
Okay.
Because when we look at within the community of the LGBTI community, even research tells us that they experience the harshest forms of discrimination, prejudice, and violence. And you could hear from the first clip that we just played that he is saying his side of the family has discriminated him, is rejecting him, while his partner on the other side. At the church level, what happened? The priest chucked him out of church. That's discrimination on its own. But what we know for a fact is only few persons within the community are being accepted by their families, by their friends, at work, even within the church sphere. But most of the community, of the LGBTI community, and actually this sect, it's growing. If you look at it, initially it was LGBTI. Now we have the Q, we have the P, and we have the K.
Yeah.
So it tells you that sexuality, it's not one. It can't be one. It will always be multi-dimensional. It will always be diverse.
Of course.
So there's a lot that still needs to be done to make people to understand what we're talking about here.
So let's talk now about the discrimination element. What is bringing about the discrimination that, you know, the LGBTQIA plus community experiences on a daily? And you said not just at home or with your friends, even at work, even at church. What influences this, the discrimination?
Sure. Well, it's a very complex process on its own, because we're talking about the human mind.
Yeah.
When we say discrimination is a behavior, right? But the thought processes behind, what informs us to end up being discriminative, boycotts, and you know, throwing vitriol at the LGBTI community? It's our culture. There's a collective culture that when we are born, human beings born, right? Then your sex, traditionally born with female organs, you're given
woman.
A gender, right?
Yeah.
You're a woman. Born with male organs,
you're a man.
It's an automatic process, right?
Yeah.
Then what comes then? We gender them, right? And we bring in roles and how we expect them to conduct themselves growing up, right?
Yeah.
So even though we see that, but Tafazwa seems to be liking dolls, for example. What do? We take them away from him and say, no. We're going to give you robots and Spider-Man and whatever the case might be. Keeping on rejecting them. So this child is telling us something, but we are not listening because we've been conditioned to say if we see this kind of an organ, he must be a he, and she must be a she nonetheless, right? Then what happens in the long run, you and I from childhood were being conditioned mentally, meaning we're being taught to identify ourselves as a male or a female. And then even there will be sexual expectations in terms of how we're going to express our sexuality, right? Because there must be synchrony between the physical and the behavioral and the emotional and the thought processes, right? But then what happens now is if somebody's going to deviate from the cultural norms, rules and values, right? Even the church itself, it's part of culture, the church, right? It dictates to us how we must be. But then one who starts to be in a sexuality that is not culturally acceptable, right? It's culture, it's not me. Culturally acceptable, right? So what that then? We're going to say they are different. We're starting to
distance.
Right? They are. Who are these they? some people who are bad, some people who are not good, who are immoral, who there's something wrong about them. We wrong them. Then what are we doing? We're pathologizing them. And by pathologizing them, what then comes? Are we not destroying our fellow human beings?
We are.
Are we not hating our fellow human beings?
We are. Mm-hmm.
What are we doing to our fellow human beings?
Yeah.
But what is at the center of this? We'll get to that. It's fine. Thanks.
So, okay. How do we then correct that? Because it's deeply rooted in culture and tradition. Yeah. And culture and tradition is deeply entrenched in who we are. It's so deep that I'm trying to think in my mind, how do we then go back and correct it? How do we now start to understand as human beings that there is gender identity, that there's sexual preference, and start dealing with individuals as individuals, but not as he and she?
Sure. And you could pick even from the conversation.
Yeah.
Because you and I have been socialized with a he or she. Even they themselves sometimes, they would use the very same pronouns to right?
Yeah.
It's the conditioning. In the earlier on when we started, you said something.
I said he, and I keep on
saying it myself.
Yeah.
Right? But the bottom line here is awareness is very important. Mm. And it's not something that comes easily.
Yeah.
I'm a clinical psychologist, I'm a professional. I see diverse people from different sexual orientations, cultural backgrounds. So it starts with being aware, right?
Mm.
But what is this awareness when you talk about the LGBTI community?
Mm.
We as human beings, I always say we need to take a moment of pause. Let's pause and ask yourself, if you are throwing discriminatory kind of words or vitriol or whatever against the community or Tafas was sitting here by me, if this was being done to you, while this is not a personal choice for you, because as he, I don't know if it's Karabo, it's not a personal choice.
Mm.
I don't just wake up. Or I think it came from I don't just wake up and say, I want to be a gay man, I want to be a lesbian, I want to. There's so much that comes in to determine somebody's sexuality.
Mm.
So we know from research, there's a lot of research that if you just go on any web and search Google, whatsoever the case might be, there's a lot of research that tells us that people who are from this community, psychologically or mentally, they are not doing well. Their well-being, it's quite very, 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 very compromised. Their health, physical health is also... Why? As we've mentioned, there's discrimination, there's violence, there's rejection and all that. So what happens to them when they experience this? They become depressed, right?
True.
There's a lot of depression that comes in. There's a lot of suicide... it's research, it's not me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of suicide attempts. And also coping. There's a lot of alcohol abuse and drug use within the LGBT group. Why? It's their only way of coping with this harsh society, this harsh family, this harsh mother, father.
Mm.
So if you reject your own child and throw them out of home, if you reject this person in a more important social system, the church. Remember, church is very, very important.
It is.
Right? Friendships. If your friends reject you, you feel like there's something wrong with you. Is it not so? At work. If you are rejected at work because of your sexuality, so you get what I'm saying? So you're rejected at home, your friends, at school, at work. So where am I going to live? If you're walking in the streets, you get those nasty looks. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So where am I going to exist? There's no space that accepts me. Mm-hmm. Where am I going to exist? It's not depression.
It is.
Are we not causing our friends and colleagues and friends to use substances? Are we not causing them depression? Are we not killing them?
Absolutely.
Just because we think there's a particular sexuality that is right.
And there's a particular that is wrong.
That is wrong.
Yeah. Where are they going to live? Where are they going to live? I mean, they are a part of our societies, our families. And this is a very important conversation, which we do continue with in the next few minutes. And I'm glad to see that we are getting a number of voice notes that are coming in. They might change the direction we wanted to take, but that is because we want to hear from you as well and your experiences. We continue with the conversation next. Right, it is the Tailored Conversation, 8 minutes before 11, and we are wrapping it up right now. We have been talking about discrimination against the LGBTQIA+ community externally and internally. And for this conversation, I'm in studio with Tafa Josatege, as well as Karabo Lekalakala Mulomo, also known as Gigi Lauza, and clinical psychologist Dr. Wilson Makgahlela. And we invited you with some questions, comments, or just experiences. And these are some of the voice notes that you are sending. I think this one is a question.
Yeah, morning, Kakani. I'm confused. Your topic raised a lot of questions to me. Is this not a choice to be, I don't know, but is it not a choice? Because I had the voice note saying you like you didn't just decide to wake up and be like that. Is it any challenge that the people face to be to choose that, or it must be like that, or is there any challenge or what? I really don't know. Like, maybe people don't understand, or we need to be educated about this. Or where does this start? How? What the challenges they are facing? Before we can just dwell much on that they are discriminated, because I think maybe people don't even understand what causes
Basically, he says, what causes it? Don't you just wake up and decide? Because maybe you go through something. Perhaps you are acting out about something that you go through. That is the question that is asking. And I played it on air because I don't want us to dismiss questions based on people not knowing. We are raising awareness after all. Doc?
Well, I think, the question is only fair. Mm. And of course, it helps us to really dwell more on this issue.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned, it's not a personal choice.
Yeah.
And yes, indeed, people need to be educated about sexuality.
Mm.
Because sexuality, as I've mentioned, as I've highlighted earlier on, it's complex.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? It's not only a matter of, I wake up and decide. There are biological factors that comes in to determine the sex of a person. There are psychological factors that comes in to determine, right?
Mm.
So actually on this conversation, or maybe next time, we should be having actually a specialist, a medical doctor who deals with like a urologist or gyna, who would also give us a medical perspective on how the issue of the sex of a person comes in, or the biochemical processes. And it's complex.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just to look at it from I wake up and I choose, it's a wrong inference, because people need to be educated. As the very person who threw that voice clip to us, that there's a need for education. There's a confusion.
Yeah.
At the same time, there's a fear of if I seem to start having conversations with Tafaz or Karabo, if I'm seen to be reading about issues to do with the LGBTI community, people will think I'm gay or I'm lesbian, you're educating yourself. You
Absolutely.
Need to be educated. And actually, even the community itself, they need to be educated, because most of them are afraid of reading on this, because they have their own. Remember, as we are treating them badly, as I've highlighted, what we are doing, we're making them to have fear, self-hate, self-disgust. So in the process, what are they doing? They're going to stigmatize themselves. We call it internal stigma. They stigmatize themselves. They don't want to come out. They run away from anything. If they see somebody who's out like Tafaza here, they don't want to associate with him. But behind closed doors, under the curtain or under the dug of, just give me your numbers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, Doctor, listen, in the interest of time, we are going to wrap up the conversation on air right now. But for the interest of people who are listening on the radio, Doctor, for those who would like to make contact with you as a clinical psychologist, how can they do that?
Well, we are at 45 Tombig Street in Polokwane Town, number 073-975-6318. The number again, 073-975-6318. Give us a call anytime. My community, I service most of you. Give me a call anytime.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to continue this conversation on air on our Instagram page during the half hour refresh straight after the news. But for the interest of those who are listening, who'd love to follow you and your journeys on your social media pages, those will not be joining us on Instagram in the next half hour, how do we follow you?
Okay, my Instagram handle is at I am Kukuva. It goes with at I am underscore CUCUVAH.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me on Instagram. On my Facebook, I have already like so many people. So
rather go to Instagram.
Gigi
Lauza.
All right. As for me, I don't have an Instagram account, but I'm on Facebook. It's Karabo Likalakala Mulomo Gigi Lauza with JIJILOUZA. And then on Twitter, I'm also at Gigi Lauza.
Absolutely. We continue this conversation after the news during the half hour refresh on our Instagram page. Do follow at Capricorn FM.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.